Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
In touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Gordon's in the building, by the way, the star of this future sitcom, 28 to 38.
Where do you figure Gordon's going to air? Is that like an NBC show?
I said 28 38, CBS, NBC, yeah. Something like that. NBC, yeah. Probably, yeah.
28 to 38, so you're thinking 10 seasons? That's a good run.
Yeah, great run.
That's well past indication. Yeah.
Frasier went 11, Cheers went 10 or 11.
We're setting you up for the rest of your life with this.
Yeah, you're making cash.
Oh, that's residuals, cash syndication, the whole nine.
Oh, yeah, you'll have total solar eclipse money.
Oh, yeah. Gordon. I'll have that for sure. Right.
And we're going 2044 and 45?
And 45?
Okay. Just, oh, that's that. All that bit. Yeah,
you guys. Canada and Colorado.
I don't care what you do there.
He keeps saying, like, I don't care. Oh, I don't care about your eclipse. You don't care about your wonderful celestial experience. Bonding as pals.
You have fun. I won't be on the radio then.
Oh, you're missing out, man.
Plus, somebody did respond to our, now Cameron walks in, this bit. The mom be?
Are you caught up on this, Cam? Were
you listening? I heard it coming.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So here's the wrinkle.
It still
and
came in.
I like this wrinkle. I think this makes a difference. I thought about this too.
I'll give Mike credit for this on the email.
Yeah.
Are we talking prime mom or current day mom?
Why would? Oh,
I say prime mom because prime mom, you could do it.
Could you?
And you may not have actual memories of prime mom.
No, I'm talking about your mom when you're like a baby. You know, you're a kid. You're a little kid.
Or even before you were around.
Depending on
how old she was when you were born.
Let's not make her high school
back
mom.
To the future.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, but that might be statutory spank bank there, Nick, where you're talking, because that was, his mom was still in high school at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do they address this in like the Freaky Friday movies? Or they just don't?
I don't think the Freaky Friday movies have like a sex scene.
Those are just the kids.
They're Disney. You're right.
Right, they're just kids, right?
Well, didn't
the mom and the daughter switched.
Oh, so where was the dad? Was the dad not around?
I don't think there was a dad. What not in the Jamie Lee Curtis version.
There was also a version with Jennifer Garner.
13 going on 30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Mark Ruffalo.
They kind of avoid
dad
the
needs
sex
to be on a business trip.
They avoid sex and all those because it's statutory rape.
Yeah,
probably a lot of those issues.
No, but Tom Hanks gets laid in big, doesn't he?
He does.
Which is always after the fact is creepy.
Yep.
Yeah. That girl banged him. Yeah.
And who was Elizabeth Perkins?
Well, that?
And
yeah.
I still see people trying to rip Back to the Future for that scene, and that scene to me is innocent. She has no idea that that's her future son. It's an innocent scene.
Isn't
he knows
he
that's what makes it funny.
Yes. You know,
he's got a high school brain, right? Like he doesn't.
Yeah, he's a high school guy at that point.
Yeah, he's in high school at that point, right?
Yeah, and it's Leah Thompson,
right?
Yeah,
and he's got to help his dad bang his mom.
Yeah, that part he's gonna. Yeah, he can't bang her, right? Yeah. Although Leah Thompson is hot in that, he probably could have banged her. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, if you had to save,
if you had to save your own life by trying to get your parents to hook up, Nick would probably have the hardest time.
I have a hard time now.
Look, I know this may not seem like the thing you want to do, but you really need to, Dad.
That's
Mom,
right.
You've got a peg, Dad.
That's not going to help you guys be born.
That shows you and your sister, and your picture start fading in that picture, like the movie, right?
Yeah.
Dad, you really got to put one in her, man.
Yeah, we'd just be replaced by a rainbow.
Right. Dad, it's pie. You'll love it for a little bit. You know,
you'd be replaced by more vacations.
No, you would just say, you just have to get in your dad's ear and yell, flip her over. Flip her over, Dad. Hey, you yell at Cameron brought that and added that wrinkle, so you yell at him. Yell at him for my joke. Flip her over.
Prime mom or mom now? I think
that is another. Well, first of all, if you have to do it and you do the mom part, it's got to be the prime mom.
You'd want it to be prime mom.
If you chose mom now, then you are a sick freak.
Yeah.
Right.
Did any of you say you'd go with your wife's body?
I said wife's body, but she's got to be quiet. No talking.
But she knows it's happening.
Yes.
And just because
I went the other way around.
Aware.
Dudes
I
are
went
more,
gun to head, I'm banging the mom with the wife's brain.
They're more,
it's the wife's
dudes
brain.
Dudes are more visual.
Yeah.
So we don't care so much what's going on inside the brain.
I'm thinking about me. I would rather look at my wife's body and just have her, just be quiet. Let's not talk.
If your wife's brain's in your mom's body, your wife is going to talk to you like your wife, and I think you're fine with that.
You're still body, looking at
I
your
don't know
mom.
About fine.
Nah, hey, whatever.
What choice are they having to make that they have to sleep with you either way? Like what curse was put upon them?
In this bit, they have to say yes no matter what.
What curse? Would you rather be put in your daughter-in-law's body and bang your son, or? Like
we haven't asked them that question, right? We should just throw that out there for the ladies.
Well, I don't know what the other option was that they chose to be put into their daughter-in-law's body and then have to.
Yeah,
they didn't get a choice in this situation.
Right.
Unfair.
I know it's starting to get really incestuous at this point, you know, and kind of
started that
at the very beginning. Well, it was
supposed to say he would bang his mom, you know.
No, it's the wife's body.
You're still banging your mom because it's your mom's brain. That's your mom. Body's
you're,
not.
You're banging
your
mom too because you're banging
no,
your mom's
I'm banging
body.
My wife. I'm banging my wife. My wife's brain is the one laying
you're
there
banging
getting
your mom's
laid.
Body.
Getting the wife's brain is getting laid.
Don't act like you're better
Gordon,
than me
think?
In this situation.
I am better than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're absolutely not.
So, did you guys see that eclipse?
Yeah.
Oh, Gordon just goes in there and just hits you and then walks out real quickly. Okay. I got it.
So you're not going to be developing this for a Gordon storyline?
I don't think it'll make it past the network, but
yeah.
I don't know. I would probably have to go with wife's body because I can't have that in my brain.
Thank you.
Like memory would stay.
Todd said this, I'm a selfless lover. I'm thinking about the actual, you know, your mom's always going to know you banged her then.
Yeah.
Pretty sure this will never be a premise.
And you
on
would know
Gordon.
The same.
Yeah, like I think in under any circumstance, everybody's going to need therapy.
Oh, it's, you know yeah, I mean? It's yeah. brutal. So it's all brutal, right? Yeah.
Scott in the email says he thinks Tyler Walsh would pick mom now. Just saying.
No,
he
definitely
likes the older ladies.
Maybe not his. Maybe not his.
Yeah, maybe not his mom. Everybody else's mom.
Everybody else's mom. Tyler's like, all right.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's okay. Here, Tommy Longshins. He's applying some logic. The banging has to happen for the brains to switch back. That's why we have to do it.
Well, I didn't say that.
Though. No, just if you're looking for why are we doing this?
Well,
we always just say
gun to head. We say you die. You know,
there's the motivation.
Why are we doing this? Because we have to talk for 4 hours a morning.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that's exactly
that
what
too.
We're doing it.
I love that Tommy Longshins figures we have to have a reason for this.
There would have to be a reason because otherwise I'm going to go with Jason's point and just start cutting stuff off.
I am not able
way, making it's, my way off this plane of existence. Yeah. There are other options.
Gun to head, you're right. That's the reason we use, but I like that point. Get the body, get the brains back, you know.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And speaking of the Seattle Seahawks.
Drowning pool there, let the bodies hit the floor. Sorry.
I looked at Sarah Colonna's Twitter feed the other day, and she mentioned her husband, who is John Ryan. The former
I shared
punter,
that last night.
Former punter of the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. And they like him so much, they're bringing him back, signing him one day contract.
They do that a lot for guys who are
then he retired.
Cities,
but not
man,
with punters.
Yeah, he was
unusual.
There for quite a while.
He
but,
was
yeah.
there, and they loved him.
I think he was on their Super Bowl
there?
Team, wasn't he?
Oh, and the
yeah, he was.
The community,
and he got them there with that play against the Packers.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Community loved that guy. Does he still own the Portland Pickles?
He's part owner, I believe. Yeah, yeah.
Minor league baseball team, and he's married to Sarah Colonna, and he scored a touchdown against the Packers, so I've always liked that
threw
guy.
Threw a touchdown pass.
Yeah. He became a cult hero up there.
Super Bowl. He's a cult hero, exactly.
That was where that game turned. That they were down like 12 points in the fourth quarter, and then that son of a bitch has to go.
And that's what they tweeted out. That's the Seahawks. They didn't tweet out a punt. They tweeted that out, right?
That was the clip.
I shared it and tagged Sarah on that.
Well, that's certainly his Seahawk highlight.
Well, yeah. I mean, he kicked 1,000 field goals. He only threw one touchdown pass.
Well, no, he didn't kick field goals.
Or sorry, punter. But whatever. That's his career highlight, and that was where that NFC Championship game turned.
Right.
So is he done playing now? Because he was playing for Canadian teams for a while.
He's been retired
he?
For a couple years, I think.
Can you punch a field goal?
No. You can't. You can drop kick.
No. Can you drop kick a field goal?
Yeah,
I
remember
guess,
Flutie like, did that.
Or does
one.
It
you
does it have kick. To be set on the ground?
Well, you have to. The ball has to touch the ground at some point. You can do the drop kick.
You don't see him anymore.
Yeah, but
though.
You can't just punt it through the uprights and
wait.
Get
so then, what's a drop? A drop kick is like a punt.
No, it would be more like an actual kick. The nose of the ball has to hit the ground, and then you kick it.
See if they toss it to yourself.
Hence the term drop. They're dropping it on the ground. Not
oh,
just
they
dropping
drop it,
on the
it
foot.
Bounces, and then they give it a kick.
Right.
Old school.
Mm. It is old school.
Yeah, and I think Flutie was the last guy to do that.
And before that, it was probably 40 years before that it happened, you know.
And John Ryan was in our studio some years ago.
Funny guy.
That guy's very cool.
Really
when
funny
when Sarah
dude,
was
man.
In town.
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah, they're good people. She's a funny lady, too. Cameron, you got a gig this week? You want to plug Cameron anywhere?
This Friday night I will be in Grand Island with the great Andres Gamboa. We're going to be at the Hideout, so that's going to be a good time.
All right.
Okay, the ball does not have to touch the ground, Todd. I'm looking at the highlight of Flutie. It was 2006, and he just takes the snap, you know, way back from the line and then drop kicks it through the uprights. And when did you say it happened before that, Tyler? What year?
Oh, I probably said 40 years before that.
41. 1941 was the last time before that. But yeah, you could just straight take the snap and drop kick it through the uprights.
Paul, go get some help. I want to bang my sister while my mom watches. All right.
That was
just a quote. I don't know what that's about, man.
You made it weird, Paul.
We know that.
Yeah, that guy's demented.
Well, if the ball doesn't have to touch the ground, what's to stop someone from just punting one through the upright?
It's not as accurate.
Yeah, it's not as accurate. Yeah.
That is a great point, though, Todd.
You could shank it off the side of your foot a whole lot easier, I think.
The timing's probably harder to get on.
It's got
to
be a reason.
You're much more straight down the line
with
a kick.
It's harder to aim a punt. The kick is actually...
In that scenario, two things are moving, the ball and your foot.
Yeah, the ball in a field goal situation is just standing there.
Right.
Yeah, figured there's a reason nobody drop kicks it anymore or nobody punts it through the uprights.
It's because these kids didn't play outside.
That shit.
They just played in covered arenas.
They don't write
in
cursive anymore. They will punt it through the uprights.
Back in my day, right. What if your mom's body gets pregnant? Are you the father or brother?
Oh. I think you're both.
Yes, is the answer.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're both.
You wear rubber, I guess, if you're banging your mom, don't you? That's what I'm thinking.
You have the cousin rubber.
That's what Chris always
two.
Tells me.
Maybe
right.
two.
All right.
What if we move on from this conversation?
We are. That's why it's commercial.
We can finish that TSA thing you started earlier. That's a nice palate cleanser.
Right, we got a nice little hobby list that Tyler can make fun of.
Oh, I'll do that. Cameron Longshore with us, too. Come on back.